Well, his enemies certainly tried to portray him as a revolutionary, but for Luther's part, he saw himself simply as a conservator. That is to say, he was trying to maintain and recapture and bring to the forefront once again the Church's Catholic confession, that is, its universal confession. Not driven by 16th century or 13th century or 8th century issues, but rather the biblical witness being confessed in a particular time according to the Scriptures. And as a result, he was always surprised. He was, in fact, very unhappy when he was portrayed as a revolutionary, whether it was by the Roman Catholic Johann Eck, who tried to show him as one who was full of revolutionary thoughts, or whether it was farther down the line, Luther always would appeal back to the Scriptures, first of all, but then also, interestingly to me, he would appeal to church history and begin to pinpoint places where Roman Catholicism had innovated theologically and practically. And then he would pose the question to those who were challenging him and say, really, who's the revolutionary? I don't think it's Martin Luther. I, in fact, I think it's you.